You're listening to SBS News.
In Jakarta, talks with his Indonesian counterpart Syahrul Yassin Limpo, Agriculture Minister Murray Watt was confronted with some sobering statistics about what impact foot and mouth disease is having on Australia's closest major neighbour. More than 366,000 animals have been infected in 22 provinces, largely on the most populated islands of Java and Sumatra. Almost 2,500 have died from the disease. On his return, Senator Watt has announced $14 million will be spent in Australia and overseas combating its spread, and that of another affecting cattle, lumpy skin disease.
Of that $14 million package, we are dedicating $5 million in immediate support to Indonesia, Timor-Leste and Papua New Guinea. That will provide support for foot and mouth disease and lumpy skin disease vaccine distribution, including personnel and cold chain logistics. It will provide technical support to support and strengthen laboratory capacity, diagnostic testing and a range of other things. It will provide technical assistance to support on-ground control officers and efforts in Indonesia, and it will provide epidemiological support to model the likely spread of the disease within Indonesia and the region.
Another $9 million will go towards keeping the diseases out of Australia. A key measure, Senator Watt says, is employing 18 new biosecurity officers at airports and mail centres.
Because while there is a lot of attention on the travelling public coming back from Indonesia, the advice that I've received is that the highest risk way of foot and mouth disease coming back in our country is actually through animal products, meat products and dairy products being brought in, whether by postage or freight or any other means. So it is important that we ramp up our staffing at mail centres as well as at airports.
Senator Watt says all those flying in from Indonesia to Australia will be checked on randomly screened flights.
So every single passenger in those targeted operations is asked the questions, has the detector dogs, has their luggage examined, has their shoes cleaned, those sorts of measures to make sure that we are really sending a strong message to people that we all need to take this seriously.
And extremely serious is the threat foot and mouth poses, according to Dr. Phoebe Reedford from the CSIRO Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness.
The estimates are around that for a medium to large size outbreak of FMD, it would be about an $80 billion cost over 10 years to the Australian livestock industries. We would see a change in impacts to our export markets, but also then flow on impacts to our domestic markets as well.
And she says it's not just Indonesia travellers need to be mindful of. Other popular destinations for Australians, Vietnam, Thailand and India, also have foot and mouth disease.
Whilst the disease in Indonesia is probably more a risk at the moment, we all need to be aware from all of those countries about where you have been, what shoes you might have been using in that time, what products you might have purchased, do they contain, animal material? Have you been in contact with animals? All of those things are information that the biosecurity officers at the border are really interested to know.
Annabel Johnson, New South Wales Farmers Head of Policy and Advocacy, says the flow-on effect from any outbreak would be widespread on consumer supply chains.
Many farm businesses, if this came in, just simply would not recover. It would be devastating. Farmers build up genetics over many, many years. Not only farmers, though, it would devastate our regional communities, the businesses that rely on them, and everyday Australians would be impacted from not being able to access meat to not being able to get milk for your morning coffee.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.